story. It's interesting here, maybe it's for Priya, I don't know. But what a dictatorship is that you have a person, or some persons there, who are very known to be very aggressive. And people are afraid of them. And therefore, to be, you know, to get peace in their society, they just surrender to them and let them lead. And some may, of course, be just very impressed by power. So they flock around those powerful people. So it unilaterally imposes their, you know, its will on the people. That's dictatorship in a nutshell. And if the people rise, gather and rise against that dictatorship, there is a large chance that it will collapse. Now, in a totalitarian state, it is very different. The first thing, there is an emergence of a very specific group formation in society, which then is what he calls mass formation. I'm quoting here Matthias Desmet, which means that you can see it first in such a society how a certain part of the population, usually around 20 to 30%, start to believe fanatically in a certain ideology, such as, you know, the race theories of Hitler or historical materialism of Marx. So mass formation, that means that a mass of crowd of people emerges, which very fanatically believes in a certain narrative. And then, he says, I'm quoting him, in the second step, there is some usually gifted rhetorical speakers who use this mass, who put themselves at the head of the mass, to use the mass to seize control of the state system. And in that way, a new system emerges, a new state system, which, as he says, has a much, much more suffocating impact on society, because it has a huge secret police at its disposal. Namely, this part of the population, 20 to 30%, who so fanatically buys into the state narrative that they are willing to report everyone to the state who doesn't buy into the narrative, even their own children or family members or beloved ones.